This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Right now, many farmers are in the process of soil testing their fields in preparation for the upcoming 2023 growing season. In this radio report, I'm going to cover some of my personal goals when it comes to crop fertility. While partly my opinion, they are based on agronomic practices and soil chemistry. When it comes to soil fertility in crops and pastures, it is vital to plan ahead, ideally years ahead. While this is partly for the crop yield's sake, it is mostly for profitability, market management, and simplification. Goal 1. Many farmers in this area have a corn to wheat to soybean rotation. However, it is fairly common for farmers to leave corn or wheat out of that rotation, or even double up on the soybeans. This is partly because soybeans don't need an expensive nitrogen application, and while soybeans use large quantities of sulfur, they don't respond well to sulfur fertilizer or use much chloride either. The phosphorus fertilizers, MAP and DAP, contain nitrogen, and the potassium fertilizer, of potash, contains chloride. They need the P and K, but they don't need what comes with it. Also, phosphorus and potassium are immobile in the soil, which adds complication to the planting of the soybeans into standing wheat stubble. So, the ideal goal of soybean fertility is to never fertilize them at all. This can be done if the background soil fertility is high enough. It does take some time, money, and planning to build background fertility to the agronomic optimum levels, though. By K-State recommendations, that means the background phosphorus levels should be above 20 parts per million, and the background potassium levels should be above 130 parts per million. Personally, I'd like to see fields fertilizer to higher levels and maintain between 20 to 30 parts per million phosphorus, and above 150 parts per million in potassium. This is to give more flexibility in fertilizer applications, and because fields have uneven nutrient levels. Keep in mind that these numbers are based on the Malic 3 soil test that K-State Lab uses. Goal 2 is to know and fix the pH. pH is the controller of all soil nutrients. It prevents the iron from becoming toxic, it keeps the P and K in available forms, and it keeps micronutrients on a level playing field. In Southeast Kansas, our soils need to be limed every 6 to 10 years, and to a pH of 6.8. In many places, our subsoil is acidic, sometimes in the pHs of 5s. This means we can't afford to have acidic topsoil too. Personally, my lime recommendations start when pHs are 6.1 or below, but it can be worth liming soils below 6.4 if you're already liming somewhere else. If you can't remember the last time a field was limed, it's probably time to. Unless a field has been in no-till for some time, the lime needs to be tilled in. This means soil pH can't effectively be fixed before the no-till double crop soybeans. There can be no plans made and no goal achieved until the starting point is known, and that is to soil test. There is a logic in grid sampling shortly before a lime application that happens every 6 to 10 years. This is because this is where most money will be saved for grid sampling cost. After that, a management zone soil test needs to be taken every 2 years to benchmark the path to a desired fertility goal. Also, always soil test the same time of year. Now is a great time to soil sample no matter the field, be it the crop, pasture, or even lawns. If you have any soil fertility questions or have goals of your own, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.